My husband and I have been married for almost 29 years. We have three girls. Katie is 27. She's the one I'm going to be doing most of the talking about today, and she's the one that contributed to Love No Matter What. Kelsey is 25. She is married. She's a fourth grade teacher. And our youngest is 20. She's a sophomore in college at Trinity Christian, which is just kind of like a little southeast of here. So they are lovely girls. You'll see their picture later. And we love them to death. However, they can be the greatest source of aggravation in the world. Especially with Katie. She's the oldest. She is very strong-willed. And people ever say, I wonder if any of my kids are strong-willed. The answer is no. Because if you have to ask and think about it and consult someone, the answer is no. If they're strong-willed, you know it. And Katie's personality is such, and we'll talk about that a little bit too, but she's artistic. She's very sensitive. So stimuli, any type of stimuli from other people or any source is like magnified to her. And it comes in, and she doesn't know what to do with it all. And I did not know this. I mean, she's 27. It took me years and years and years to figure this out. So I did not know this when she was younger. I did not know this where I am, when I was sitting where you are right now. It took me a long time to figure this out. Junior high was tough on her. Kids were not always nice, both in school and in church. So in high school, she decided she was going to stop being the victim, and she was going to play by her own rules. And that, of course, led her to kids that weren't good for her, especially boys that weren't good for her. She kind of wrote girls off. The boys, she could kind of deal with them. And so high school was rough. We used to, every day, this would be my thing, every day I would say, the new rule today is... Like, if this was here, and this was lit, and I would have to say, the new rule today is don't put your finger into the fire, because if it wasn't a rule that had been expressed, it must be okay, right? You didn't say not to, Mom, so it must be okay. Every day, we were coming up with a new rule for her, because she would push all of the boundaries. So, she graduated high school. Shortly thereafter, she says a different time than I say, but shortly thereafter, within the first year, and it just kind of kept stirring. The house was never calm when Katie was home. And she came to Jean and I in the middle of the week, sat us down in the living room, and said, on Saturday, I'm moving to an apartment. If you don't want to help me move, her current boyfriend, we'll call him Mark, and his friends will come and help me move. And My first thought was, oh, no, they won't. They are not coming in your house. Because we have a rule that, and I'll talk about this a little bit later too, but we have a three-bedroom ranch house. So when you come in the front door, you go off that way to the living room, living area, kitchen, blah, blah, blah. But when you go that very first left, that goes down the hall to the bedrooms and one of our three bathrooms, or four bathrooms. So there's no reason for boys to go down there. There are plenty of bathrooms in the house. So we call that no man's land. No man except Dad is allowed down that hall. He is not going to no man's land. He is not going to touch her stuff. So I knew for one thing we would be helping her move. But in that second of an instant, I mean, if this is just like split second, God alerted me. If you have got to be quiet. Because if you say anything, you are going to cause years of damage with your child that is going to take forever to repair. I mean, I am a talker. I am a talker. I want you to know what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling immediately, as soon as I'm thinking it and feeling it. And for God to impress that upon me was huge. And that I actually listened and stopped talking was even huger. So my husband is very calm, and he understands and understood Katie better than I do, and he kind of took over from there. And we realized this deed is done. This ship is sailing with or without us. And then the next kicker was, oh, by the way, because you know what? She had a part-time job making part-time minimum wage. She had no money. I don't even know how she got a lease. It's like, who gives a kid this age a lease and she has no money? She said, by the way, I'd like some of my college money to live on until I get a full-time job. I'm thinking, what are you, crazy? We've been guarding this money for 18 years. And you want to take it to pay rent 10 minutes from home? This is what's thinking in my mind. But she's going to go. She's going to go with or without the money, with or without our blessing. She is out of here. And so, okay, that's what we did. We said, okay, So that's where we found ourselves. She walked out, and all of the hopes and dreams, and I'm not talking big ones, I'm just talking regular life dreams for her, they all came crashing down. But in that moment, God alerted me that I had to change my parenting. Not only did he alert me to shut up, but he alerted me that my parenting style with her needed to change because what I had been doing was obviously not working. And that's when it all started to change. That's when I started listening to God and started learning some of the things that I want to talk to you about today. Everything had to change. Everything had to change. You think you're working that formula, that A plus B equals perfect child C formula. If you have that formula, cross it off. It does not work. There is no formula for raising perfect kids. Because guess what? There are no perfect kids. You are not one. Adam and Eve, hours from the hands of God, what do? The exact thing he tells them not to do. So even God's kids weren't perfect. So if you have this formula and you are hoping for the someday when it's all going to come into place, just forget it. No, we love our life with our kids, but you have to give up the idea that what you have right here for your kids is going to happen because you're not God. And you have no clue where God is going to take them and what he's going to work in them. This is called life.
You've been listening to author and national speaker Brenda Garrison. To hear more, visit brendagarrison.com.